the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name's Dan Latto. And in this podcast, podcast 111, I want to talk about why not being bothered will shorten your lifespan. And let me clarify exactly what I mean there. It's a little bit of a clickbait type headline. It won't shorten your lifespan. Not exactly. It'll just feel like it has. So let me give you a couple of examples. So today, I didn't want to go to the gym again. And in the end, I went. And afterwards, I felt really good. I felt good about it all day. And it's like, brilliant. The next bit is I'm going to go for a swim in the sea. And part of me is like, you know what? I can't be bothered. It's like, oh, God, I've got to walk down. It's like 100 meters to walk. And then I've got to swim in the sea and it's nice and warm. I'm going to get wet. And I'm going to walk back after a nice little swim in the sun. And I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking, are you crazy? Are you off your nut? People give their right arm to live that lifestyle where you can just go, do you know what, I'm going to go for a swim in the sea today. But because I can't be bothered, because it's just easier, you know, it's just easier to stick Netflix on, a bit of Star Trek or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Ant-Man or Orange is the New Black. Oh, that's so much easier just to crash in front of the TV, bang a bit of Netflix on, and, oh, well, you know, I'll do it tomorrow. I'd do it tomorrow. But how the heck would I get all those amazing lifestyle pictures of me bobbing around in the sea if I just sat watching Netflix all day? So what happens is you end up putting stuff off. You end up putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And you end up not living the life that you're supposed to live. You know, we're going paddle surfing next week. It's my birthday next week. So we're going to go paddle surfing. And it's just, do you know what? It's just so easy to go, let's not bother. We're going to get wet, aren't we? It's just so easy to do that. And then it's like with people. We had a client come over and he, you know, we went out, we went swimming in the sea and we went in the pool and we just had loads of fun, you know. And he's like, he was really enjoying it. We went to the Aquarama. We went to the local, what do we call them? It's like an outdoor wet play area. What's it called? A water park. Thank you. So we went to a water park. We had such a wicked time. And he finishes and he's like, at the end, and he's like, do you know what? I need to do more of this. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do more of this. And he's absolutely right. He really should be doing more of it. But what happens when we get into our normal world? And by the way, I just want to clarify what normal is. Me getting up and going to the pool, you know, during the day, like Luthea, who's 2.5 now, she comes home from nursery and she's straight in the pool. That's our normality, you know. And after a while, whatever is not normal soon becomes normal. And so for us, that's normal. You know, I've just come back from Decathlon to go do some shopping for some, like, sports gear. Like, you know, for some stuff in the pool and the sea, basically, like a UV top so I don't get sunburned, so I don't look like a bright red lobster, which is the colour I turn, folks, you'd be pleased to know. So, and also, you know, skin cancer and all that. So I got a UV top for our paddle surfing next month. But this is normal. You know, it's a Friday afternoon. It's normal for me to do this stuff. But if you're, like, listening to this on the way to work or coming back from work or you've had a hard week, it's not normal. It's amazing. And it is. I totally get it is amazing. But, you know, listen to the podcast, My Normal is Your Crazy. You know, if you look at, like, Grant Cardone and Gary Vaynerchuk, what they do is not normal, right? To us, that's crazy too. But when you get to that point, that's not crazy. That's your normal. So by not being bothered, you know, like, oh, should we go temping bowling this weekend? Well, no, let's not bother. Can't get a babysitter. Or a babysitter's £10 an hour, so that's 20 quid, plus for bowling. Before you know it, it's 50, 60 pounds. Oh, let's not bother. Let's just go to the park. It's like, well, actually, let's go bowling. Let's do the things that we really want to go and do. I know it costs a little bit more money, but life's not just about money, you know? I totally get that. If you've not got any money, life is totally about not having money, by the way. And so you need to fix that problem. you need to join our 5K club. Come and join that, and we'll show you how to resolve that problem and earn you $5,000 a month eventually, you know? And it's really easy to do if you do the work. Like, anything's easy to do. Riding a bike's easy to do. Tightrope walking is easy to do. Wing walking is easy to do if you've done it 100 times. Everything's really hard at first, but you'll get there eventually. But by not being bothered, what happens is you blink, and then 20 years later, you sort of open your eyes and you're like, oh my God, where's the last 20 years gone? It's gone. Where's it gone? I was supposed to go paddle surfing every weekend. What happened to that? I was supposed to climb Everest and go to base camp. What happened to that? I was supposed to go bungee jumping off some crazy bridge. What happened to that? I was supposed to go backpacking around the world. I didn't do Thailand. I didn't do Australia. I didn't do Japan. Why haven't I done Japan? And I wanted to do, you know, like New York and LA. Why haven't you done that yet? Bing, 20 minutes, 20 minutes, if it was only. 20 years goes past in a heartbeat. You know, I'm 45 this month. Maybe this is why I'm rattling on about this. But, and don't get me wrong, for the last 25 years, we've done really amazing stuff. You know, we've built up a massive property portfolio. We've come over and live in the Mediterranean lifestyle here in Spain. We've got a little baby girl who's not so much a baby anymore. She starts school in September, aged sort of 2 3/4, or a month before her third birthday, actually. And, you know, we've done amazing stuff, but there's more stuff that we should have done that we haven't done. Why haven't we done more kayaking in the sea? Why haven't we done that? Well, you know, we've got to get childminders, and that's 20 quid. Well, that's, so what? First of all, it's not even 20 quid, it's 20 euros for a start. So it's like 18 pounds, 17, 16 pounds. But it's just a crappy excuse for us not doing the stuff that we want to do. At least when we lived in England, we'd have date night, first of all, every Wednesday. And that's really cool, by the way. If you are in a relationship and you're not doing a date night where, you know, it's just you guys and you're out on a date, you know, when you first started seeing each other like that, then you need to do that, okay? But then also when we were in England, we would book, you know, we saw Marillion a couple of times, the band, well, Fish, because he left Marillion. We saw Deacon Blue, we went to see Take That, we saw the Pet Shop Boys in concert, and we'd go see some random musicals, Les Miserables, I have no idea what that's about. I think I might have fallen asleep during that one. But we went to see Dirty Dancing. We've seen that a couple of times. If you've not seen that, go see it. And we would book this stuff in advance because it gives us something to look forward to in our relationship. But, you know, it's so much easier just to go, let's not bother. Let's save that 30, 40 quid. Let's not have any fun that night. Let's just watch Netflix. Netflix and chill. Now, Netflix and chill has got this, like, ideology behind it, like, yeah, man, we're living a dream, Netflix and chill. You're still watching TV. Whatever planet you come from, you're still sat on your butt watching TV while everybody else is out scuba diving, snorkeling, bungee jumping off Ayers Rock. I don't think you can do that. but you know what I mean. Life is too short, and I don't want you to just blink. Let's just go back to Ferris Bueller for a second. Let me quote Ferris. So the quote from Ferris Bueller is, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. And how guilty are all of us of doing that stuff? So if you want to book in a weekend away with your partner, go book it in. Like book it. Booking.com or whatever website, other websites are available. Whatever website, and go book that weekend away. Allocate it in your calendar so nobody can take that away from you. If you want to take your kids to play football, take them, book it in, let them know that that's what's happening. Like, if you tell your kids that you're going to go do something, by the way, and then you don't do it, two things that will happen. One, they will remind you of it until you are sick and tired of it. That's the first thing. Second, you're a schmuck. If you promise your kids that you're going to go do something and then you don't, you're a schmuck, right? Like, I know this doesn't happen. It does in American films, you know, liar, liar. A guy promises his kid to go play baseball or whatever it is. And then, you know, work takes over. Like, I don't know anybody who's like that, by the way. Everybody would just turn around and say to work, I don't think so. They would go do it because the kid's more important than the job, right? Like most people, unless it's like this massive thing, right? Like every so often you might have to do it. But generally, 99% of the time, most people are not built like that. But listen, if you want to go and do it, go tell your kids gives them something to look forward to, and then there's absolutely zero chance of you backing out of it. Because trust me, if you've ever tried to do it, it never ends well. So you, if you tell them that this is what you're going to go do, you'll soon go do it. And book in all this extra stuff. Book the fun stuff. If you want to go paddle surfing in one of the local lakes where you are, find it. If you want to go do a triathlon, go book yourself in for the triathlon. Pay your money, book it in, and allocate it. And then, you know, three times a week, four times a week, allocate an hour on a morning to get up and go do your run, go do your cycle, and go do your swim. And lo and behold, you'll be able to go do a triathlon. It's literally as easy as that. People go, oh, doing a triathlon's really hard. It bloody well isn't. I did one. And I've been planning my triathlon for 6 years. 6 years. A little shitty triathlon. And because it was a little shitty one, I never got around to doing it. And then suddenly I booked in an Ironman. And I couldn't, in the end, do the Ironman because I got injured and things. But actually, like 2 months after I booked the Ironman, I actually went and did my very first triathlon, a little sprint one. 400 metres in the water, 5K run, 20K bike, 5K run. That was it. I did it in 2 months. I've been planning it for 6 years. I'd never actually booked one. So when I knew I was doing the Ironman, which is like 26 miles marathon at the end of it, a 2.5 mile swim, and a, I don't know how far the bike is, 50 miles or something stupid, right? So when I knew I was booking in the Ironman, I thought, oh, blimey, I better just book in a couple of little triathlons. And so I booked it. I paid the money, being a tight northerner. I'm not losing that money. So I ended up going to do it. And it was great. So this is the other thing I just want to talk about before we wrap this up. If you're not bothered about doing stuff, it doesn't shorten your lifespan, but it definitely feels like it. But I'll tell you, like, for example, today when I didn't want to go to the gym, and in the end, because I've got a wrist injury and it's still hurting, but in the end, I actually went. And afterwards, I felt really good about it. My wife has just texted me. She teaches here in Spain, and she loves doing it. There's a good social network for her and a good support network. And so that's why she teaches. And so it's the last day of the term today for her anyway. And so they're going down to the Grau, which is basically it's like the port. And there's a nice restaurant, a cafe thing there. And then there's the beach. And then there's the sea. So she's like, oh, a couple of friends are going down there. Shall we go? And I'm like, yeah, why not? She's like, oh, don't know if I can be bothered. And I'm like, and this is exactly what I'm talking about. So I'm like, okay. Is it something you really want to do? And she's like, yeah, it is really. But then we've got to get Lufia and get Lufia's stuff and then get a bucket and spade. And then it throws a routine out, by the way. And we're very much a routine kind of parents. And so we want her in routine. Because when it throws it out, she's up later and it takes her a lot longer to go to sleep. And there's tears and all the rest of it. So we try and keep routine. But you can't keep using that as an excuse all the time. Sometimes you just got to go, you know what, fuck it. Let's go. Let's grab a bucket and spade. Let's get her stuff, let's pick her up, let's go down, let's get some snacks, and let's go and have a nice time for the next couple of hours. Grab some food, a few drinks, and go spend some time by the beach. Like, who would not do that? Like, if you just listen to that, you know, oh, shall we pick up some stuff and go and spend a couple of hours at the beach? Like, yeah, hello. But instead we come up with these excuses like, oh, let's not, oh, it's crazy. That's not my impression of my wife, by the way. So, wifey, if you are listening to that, that's not me doing an impression of you. But that's an impression of everybody just collectively saying, oh, I'm not sure if we want to go do that because I can't be bothered. Because it's really easy to be not bothered. That's almost like the default setting, isn't it? Oh, I can't be bothered. Should we go do this? It'd be nice, but Netflix and chill. Do you know what I mean? So, look, your homework. Yes, you get homework. So, your homework is go and have a chat with your partner. And if you haven't got a partner, go and have a chat with yourself because you're your own best partner. Or go and have a chat with some buddies and go book yourself in and go do some whitewater rafting or bungee jumping or book the Fib next year in Benicassim or the festival that we've got here. Whatever it happens to be. But start planning your future and start booking this stuff in. If you want to go whitewater rafting, book it in. We're in July now, so book it in for August and September, and then it gives you something to look forward to. And it's the same with holidays. It's the same with I have to say holidays because my little one, because she's Spanishy, very Spanish child she is, so she has lots of we watch Ben and Holly on the TV, so maybe I'm picking it up for her. So you guys, you've got to start booking this stuff in. And you know, in a film, Yes Man, instead of saying No Man, I can't be bothered, how about collectively we start saying yes? How about we start saying, let's do it. I'm tired, but you know what? Let's go do it anyway. We'll have a good time and I can always sleep later. And then you wake up the next day and everything's great. You had a great time. You've got some pictures to stick on Facebook. You built some memories. That's an awesome thing to do. So look, stop being not bothered and start being bothered and booking this stuff in. All right, I hope that's useful for you. My name's Dan Latta, and we'll speak to you on the next one. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.